Time now for our Pepsi player profile. I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me, Montana Vachorek, the junior out of Moose Lake, Minnesota, from the BSU women's hockey team. And Montana had a great weekend this last weekend against Ohio State with an assist on Friday night. First of all, talk about last weekend and how much it helped to get that momentum as you guys get ready for playoffs.
Well, we had a rough few weekends before Ohio, and so it was nice to finally win again after, I think we had six games that we lost. So it was nice to finally win and start playing well together as a team, and I think it'll help us going into North Dakota.
Last weekend against Ohio State, 4-1 win, your team put up 44 shots on net. It was nice to see your team do what you guys have been doing so well throughout most of the season. What had been the difference between like the weeks prior to last weekend?
Well, the previous weekends we played some really good teams, and so it's hard to get a lot of shots against really good teams. Not saying that Ohio is not a good team, because all the teams in our conference are good, but I think we knew we needed to have a good weekend going into playoffs, and Ohio is very similar to us, and so I think we just went in with the mindset that we need to win and we are going to throw everything at them. So, and then we just kind of happened to get 44 shots.
The next night, a 1-1 tie. It really was a lot closer game. Obviously, Ohio State had a long trip here. Usually teams like that play better the second game. Although it would have been nice to have gotten that extra win out of the weekend to help carry some momentum. Does that make any difference going into this weekend?
I don't think so. We still played well, and Ohio picked it up a lot, so they definitely made it a better game. But we still, technically, it's a tie, even though we lost. So I think we still did well, and we still have the momentum going into playoffs, so I don't think it should affect us too much.
Your coaches have been changing up the lines the last couple of weekends just to kind of spark something. You're alongside Kim Leader on defense this last weekend. How much of a difference did that make?
I don't know. It's definitely different than playing with Erica, not in a bad way, but I think Kim and I, we work well together and we communicate well, and it's kind of been fun because I haven't really played with Kim very much. So.
And of course, the forward lines, that obviously sparked some key plays on Friday night. Is it kind of neat to see the lines get changed up this late in the season?
Kind of, especially since we were having a losing streak. It was nice to try something new to see if it would work. But I know Mars going back to defense again for North Dakota, so they're kind of switched back. They're still a little different, but it's a little bit back to how it was before, so we'll see what happens.
Well, as you guys found out last year in the first round of the playoffs, you lost that first game to St. Cloud State, but battled back, and your team's been awfully resilient over the last 2 years, haven't they?
Yeah, that's for sure. We knew, like, we were right with St. Cloud, so we knew that we could win against them, so we definitely never gave up, and I think we can win against North Dakota too, even though, like, the last time we played them, even though we lost by 3 or 4 goals, we were right with them the whole time. So I think if we can just put the puck in the net, we can beat them in playoffs.
Well, and I know that's something your team's been working on, is getting those goals, and getting 4 goals on Friday night gave you guys a little bit more confidence, I suppose, in scoring, didn't it?
Yeah, it definitely did, and we, not as much this year, but in previous years, we definitely struggled with scoring more than 1 or 2 goals, and so it's been huge this year being able to score 4 or more goals in a game. So it'll definitely help us this weekend knowing that we can score goals, and even if North Dakota gets ahead, we know that we can come back and score, and so that's nice to know.
You mentioned the Lamoureux twins. Obviously, they're Olympians, but your team has national players on it as well. You participated in the U22 team. Aaron Cody also with the USA Women's Hockey training camp this last December. And Zuzana obviously being part of Team Slovakia during the Olympics and just recently the World University Games. That experience has got to help you guys too, just knowing that you're playing some world caliber athletes.
Yeah, like both Cody and I had played with the Lamoureux with the USA stuff, so I think we know that we can skate with them and play with them, and as long as we have that mindset that we know that we're good enough to play with them, even though they're great players. We can put up a fight against them, and we can stop them if we want to. That definitely is good to know, where we're not scared to play against them because they're Olympians, because we can play with them.
No longer is there any intimidation, right?
No, of course not.
As you get ready for the weekend, I'm going to rephrase this. Last weekend was senior weekend. You're already a junior. You look to next year, and I hate to ask you, this is far out from now, but you look to next year and you go, wow, did the time go by fast? Has it gone by fast for you?
Extremely fast. It's kind of nerve-wracking thinking that I'm almost done and having to move on with my life. It's kind of crazy.
Had a chance this last weekend. Your dad joined me on the airwaves as my color commentator on Saturday night. And I know he does some play-by-play for the Cloquet High School, where you played. What's it like to have your dad so involved in your hockey career? I know with your brother playing pro as well, he kind of has to balance that out. What's it been like having him around?
He definitely, like, if I need to know what I did wrong or what I did right or anything, he definitely has the knowledge base where he can tell me what I should do differently, or like, it's very coach-like. But yeah, it's nice. He definitely has to balance too, because Taylor plays probably like 3 games a week that he's constantly watching, so he'll be watching Taylor's games during my games, and so he has more to deal with than I do with that.
Well, your parents are super fans, and they do travel to a lot of games. I know I ask all the girls this. The BSU parents do go to a lot of games. It's got to be nice just to have that support, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's very nice. Definitely, it's nice having your family there and stuff to watch and just to be there, especially when you don't get to see them for maybe a couple weeks at a time.
Well, Montana, good luck this weekend, and go take it to those Fighting Sioux.
Yeah, thank you.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.